Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Sully, a lot of the talk, Mike Sullivan, after the Penguins lost yesterday, 4-3 in that overtime loss, will be about Tristan Jarry and Tristan Jarry's play and what Tristan Jarry did not do as opposed to what he did do. So, Sully, tell us just a little bit about him.
I thought Tristan made some big saves throughout the course of the game to keep the game where it was at. You know, there were some good saves in both ends of the rink. I just think we have to be better as a group.
Okay, and Cody Ceci predictably is going to come to the defense of his compadre.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great for us all season long. He's stolen us a lot of games. Even tonight, he gave us a chance. There was a few times where they could have ended it, and he's made some big saves. So he's a key part of our team, and we're not worried about him. I mean, he's great player, and he's going to be there for us next game.
That's what he's going to say, and it's predictable, and that's what you expect him to say, that they're not worried about him. I got to be honest, I am just a little bit, because a lot of times you get told by real deep analytical hockey people or people who have played the game or people who don't play the game and just dive into the numbers real deep, well, it's about Corsi, or it's about puck possession, or it's about this, or it's about that. It could be about some of those other things, right? And it could be peripherally, but I'm here to not back off of this morning. A lot of this is just one more save or Tristan Jarry playing better yesterday, and the Penguins win that hockey game.
It's not oversimplification to say that. It really isn't. If he makes just one more save on 4 shots that all were eminently savable, then the Penguins are up 1-0 and feeling a whole lot better. And more importantly, if he makes a save on one of those first two, which were the worst of the four, in my opinion anyway, it gives the team a different level of confidence going into the third period that they've dictated the pace of play. They've controlled the game. And going into the third period, they've got a 2-0 lead. And here we go. Let's lock it down, boys. And instead, as the game went on and the Islanders scored again, and you had to have Kapanen and answer right away, you could feel the game getting tighter. And I don't just mean the game getting tighter in the style of play. I mean, you could feel the Penguins getting tighter. And you could feel that the way they were playing in front of and around Tristan Jarry as the game proceeded into overtime was nervousness. It was anxiousness. That was the feeling around the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Certainly.
In overtime, because they didn't know. Not only, you don't want to make a mistake to begin with in overtime in the playoffs, right? But even more so, if you're not sure if the guy behind you is going to make the save or not, you get extra tight. And that's the way they played in overtime. And I got a bad feeling that unless Jarry stands up and makes a really big save early on Tuesday night, that's the way they're going to continue to play. And it might cost them another game. And if they go down 2-0, I don't know if they're coming back.
I agree with you fully. And by the way, our fan headlines we gave you brought to you by Dollar Bank at low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. I don't want to be, and there's that famous Ben Roethlisberger drop, negative Nancy right this morning. Because I do think that it's still a 50-50 proposition in this series. That's the way I feel about it. But I don't know how you can walk away from it and feel, because it was, for me, always going to be about Tristan Jarry. It was always going to be about if he could answer the bell. We didn't know enough about him in terms of him as a playoff goalie simply because he hadn't played. It was always the right decision to go with him. It was always the right decision to part with Matt Murray. That's just what it was. That's where the Penguins organization was. But he's got a lot to prove tomorrow night. He just does. It can go one of two ways from here. Well, that was bad timing to have a really bad game and to let in a couple soft goals. Or if he doesn't win, even if it's not fully his fault tomorrow, if he doesn't win, man, then there's some questions. And I don't think that that is at all able to be argued with.
No.
That's just where we are.
And I'm still leaning towards them winning this series.
I agree with you.
You know, I still think they could win this thing in six games. I don't doubt, because of the way they played in the first two periods, they controlled the game. And you can look at the numbers for the entire game, and high danger chances, the 11-6 Penguins. You can look at all the scoring chances total, 33-20. They dictated the pace and the tempo of the game for the first 40 minutes. But I really think going into the third period, because there was a lack of belief in Jari, maybe, and that just happens naturally. It's not like they're consciously on the bench saying to themselves, oh, we've got to play better in front of Jari because all of a sudden he's bad. They don't think that. You just heard what Cody Ceci said. They still believe in him, but it is a natural reaction as you get late into a game that, A, you tighten up, and B, even more so if your goalie is not playing well, and Tristan Jari quite simply did not play well yesterday. I do think, and Matt mentioned this in his show, that he has been a great bounce-back goaltender, and there's a chance he comes back and he looks phenomenal tomorrow night, and I still hope that's the case. But if he lets a howler in early, if he lets a softie in early, things could go downhill real quick. And if DeSmith isn't healthy, what do you do?
You talk about numbers, and the numbers for me that jump out, when you talk about all that high danger chances, you talk about the power play going 0-for-3, talk about everything. The numbers for me are this, 3-20. He let in 3 goals on the last 20 shots that he saw. He didn't end it really well in Tristan Jarre.
He didn't start it that well either.
Correct. But 3-20. 2-on-13 in the third period, 1-on-7 in the overtime.
And I'm not going to argue with Mike Sullivan's point about Jari having a couple of nice saves at different points. He did, those don't mean anything to me if you can't save the pucks that you should, the shots that should be saved.
Let me run through my parallel for you in terms of what Tristan Jari does for me. His play is like my kids' behavior. Sometimes they do things so boneheaded, so ridiculous, so insane that I want to send them, the two of them, my 10-year-old twins, to Siberia and never see them again. They're so bad, I tell them, don't do this. 10 seconds later,
they do it.
Yeah. And they fight, and I can't stand it. Then other times, they kind of surprise me by being so sweet and so kind that I think it makes up for it. I think. Maybe. Probably. At times. That's what Tristan Jari was yesterday at times.
Great analogy.
He let in ones that were so simple, so easy, and you go, that is boneheaded. What are you doing? Then he would make a brilliant save, and you go, that makes up for it. I think. Maybe. Well,
and on a cumulative,
probably.
Yeah. On a cumulative scale, tomorrow can be the makeup for yesterday. It's in there. We've seen the guy do it. We've seen the guy have a terrible game and then bounce back and rip off 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row that are like, oh my God, this is the reason you were able to get rid of Murray. This is why you were comfortable moving on from him, because you believed in this guy. This is the guy who's been talked about as a goaltending prospect since he was in juniors and we first heard the name Tristan Jari. But that, even if he has a great game tomorrow, won't erase what happened yesterday afternoon. He'll have to piece it together for a few games in a row.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.